This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I thought it would be appropriate to sing a theme song for these two kings. A note to all the dope advice and laughs that they bring. If you just got dumped or kicked out of your band, or if you're having problems with your life plans, just email in and leave it in their capable hands. If I were you, if I were you, it's the Greatest Advice Podcast, hosted by these two dudes. So let Jake and them into your life, and they were surely free of strife. If I were you, yes, dude, you know it's true. If I were you.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
That was an original.
Whoa. It sounded good enough that I thought it was a cover off a cool song that I didn't know about yet. That's good.
Not only is it an original, but it's original by somebody who's... We've used their old band, the JJ Experience song, back in episode 349.
Whoa, way back.
But this time, he's gone solo. We're talking about nice. Joe Crow Audio.
Joe Crow Audio. Very cool. Nicely done.
He says, it's an original theme song. It's upbeat. It's rocky. It's poppy. And for any listeners who have podcasts of their own, he's offering free professional podcast episode edits. And all you have to do is go to joecrowaudio.com/podcast and send him a message.
Damn, that's a sales pitch. I'm about to use that.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't regretted it yet, but like he's definitely in like the early phase of like, I'm going to hustle and do work for people. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't regretted it yet, but like maybe if he's editing 15 people's shitty podcast for the next 2 months, he'll be like, what did I do?
Well, he's got to make himself indispensable, and then start charging, and then you start charging, you know?
Yeah, but like I'm not about that. I'm not about like eating shit. Like I'm not willing to put in the work. I want to secure that bag
right up right? front up
so
top.
Like I want to walk in. I'm 22, you never heard me, give me 150K today to do shit that I don't know how to do.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm about.
That is dumb and privileged. That's my at the same shit. Time. That is your shit, isn't it?
Yeah. And guess what? If you don't pay me, my parents will.
Yeah, okay. There's that privilege coming back. So I don't need the job.
So far, nobody's paid me.
For allowance. Yeah.
So far, I haven't gotten cash to do stuff. Right. But
that makes sense.
My daddy or mommy would give me, like... 150 grand a year to try to hustle to fucking scrape, because like I went to the school of hard knocks.
No, you didn't.
Right. Well, I went to a private school.
Right.
Yeah, I went to a private school that my parents paid for, and then after that, it was all about going to the school for hard knocks.
Really? What? Was that in like college rejected. Or high school?
No, yeah. I didn't get into college because my grades were bad. Yeah. But I've been rejected from every job that I've ever applied for because I walk in there. And it's like
you
a
demand your
dick
salary
swinging
up
contest.
Front.
Yes. Yeah,
it's not a contest. The other person's not participating. By the way, you're just swinging your dick, asking for $150,000 on day one for something that you specifically said you didn't know how to do.
I'll figure it out if you pay me enough. And so far, nobody has.
Yeah.
But this guy, I kind of like the hustle that this guy's doing. He's like, I'll do it for free for now, and I'll like figure it out. And then, like you said, what does it make myself indecisive or something?
You have no work ethic or acumen. You're a bad business guy, and you have.
I don't
a
have
attitude.
A work ethic. I don't have a work ethic or a work moral. I'm completely antithetical to everything. I'm not the American dream. I'm the American fucking nightmare.
That's right.
And if you don't hire me for $200,000, I'm going to stop this podcast.
You have no moral compass at all.
Yeah. I don't even have a moral protractor.
I have a moral yardstick. And what the hell is that good for except for measuring my dick swinging contests?
Measuring the contest, not the dick.
Not the dick. Because the ring has to be a certain size.
Do you remember using compasses and protractors in school?
Yeah, vaguely. I remember...
It was important for one reason. I don't remember why we had to draw perfect circles, but...
I remember using those in art class. Like, I don't think I ever got to the point where I was using a protractor... Wait, protractor is the one with like the needle and the pencil?
The needle and the pencil is the compass, and then the protractor is like the semicircle ruler. Yeah.
I remember that. I remember needing that for something.
Yeah.
God damn. It'd be so cool to just go to myself in like high school or middle school and just be like, dude, you're good. You know, don't even try. Like, I know you're not going to anyway, but like, don't stress about it. You know, that's what I want.
Yeah. Like, because I didn't stress about it anyway. Or?
I would stress about it. I would, yeah. It was stressful to be so bad at math as I was. I didn't get any better, and I didn't apply myself, and I didn't try. But you know, it weighed on me to an extent.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a healthier or safer alternative to compasses. I bet like they don't let people, like 9-year-olds, come into school anymore with a fucking knife. That
no, you don't need a compass.
To a pencil.
And all you have to do, you trace the bottom of a Campbell's soup can, and if it needs to be bigger, then you just trace the bottom of a bigger soup can, and if it needs to be big, you trace the bottom of a paint can. There's not any reason to have a compass if you have a bunch of different sized cans. You can do a coffee can.
Yeah.
You could do a tiny
the
little.
The compass is a lot more precise than tracing a can.
No, not if you have a refrigerator.
Specifically down to the inch.
Cabinets. You have cupboards at home. You can find any. Like, I have this Nalgene right here. I could trace a circle that is that size. If I needed to do one smaller, I'd trace a button. You can fuck off with telling me I need a compass.
Yeah. What if you need like a circle with like a radius of exactly 1 inch so that you can figure out what the area of that circle is, but your tuna can is like 2 inches.
Well, that would be too big. Yeah, I wouldn't use a tuna can. I think I would use a thimble for something like that.
I'm saying,
oh,
like,
or
you're
a quarter.
Just
no, I'd use a quarter. I'd find a quarter and I would use that. That's perfect.
A quarter is not perfect.
Yes, it is.
A quarter is a lot smaller than what I'm describing. I'm describing a perfect circle with a diameter of 2 inches.
A diameter? Oh, wait, you said 1 inch. You did
I
say
said radius of an inch.
Okay, fine. Then I'll use a half dollar. Fuck off. I'll use a half dollar. I will use a half dollar. And I've had enough of you asking. That's enough.
I see your wallet is filled with $2 bills and half dollars.
I have a buffalo nickel and a Sacagawea coin.
You only have obscure cash that's still worth what it's worth. It's like not anything special.
Yeah, 1948 penny, which is old, but not good.
So it's still worth a cent.
Yeah, maybe a little less because the back is so scratched off. You wouldn't really be able to pass this off as a true penny.
Yeah.
So it's been not, a minute since
it's barely
it went,
worth.
Since it came out the mint.
Yeah, and you're sucking on it like it is a mint. It looks really disgusting in your mouth. No, it's not. You're getting copper poisoning. Your teeth are turning gray. Your gums are turning green. You have gang gum. So it's like gangrene, but it's in your gums specifically.
Shout out to Coppers, actually. The best club. The best club in downtown Dublin.
Yeah. You think they're still open, or they sort of took their precaution, or it's like Coppers doesn't give a shit about like
Let's
the rules
out.
And regulations.
Copperface Jack, it is temporarily closed. Temporarily. Wow. It's going to come
back.
They
can finally clean the floors after like a decade of sticky, spilled drinks, semen everywhere. They're like, let's finally turn on the lights in here and give this a hard scrubbing.
That would be cool. It's gonna take more than one pandemic for them to scrub Copper Jacks clean. But you
what
better
percentage
believe...
of Dublin got coronavirus from one extra night at Coppers? I mean, the entire thing is just a steamy,
it's a cesspool.
Crowded. Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine one person coughs in there, and half the population of Ireland has coronavirus.
As soon as I get my vaccine, I'm going to Coppers.
Even if they're closed still?
I guess I would... no. 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 Yeah, no. Not if they're closed
still. You're going to wait till, yeah. So you're going to wait till Ireland gets the vaccine.
Well, wait till... I will just wait till it's open. I don't know what... I don't want to wait on Ireland. Well, I'm sure they'll probably do a better job than us. But, you know, I don't want to wait on that. As long as I have the vaccine and as long as Coppers is open, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to help clean the cum off of the floor.
What's I'll do it with a bucket and a mop. That's some wet. That's some wet.
And you can pay me later.
I was saying it's going to be interesting to see how other countries, like these vaccines, I hear about it on an American level, but like what's going on in Spain? Are they using the same Pfizer vaccine that we might? Are they developing their own shit? Are they? Because I don't want them to get our shit. Like, I want their shit, but they don't deserve to get our shit.
That's kind
sense.
Of interesting.
Like, the British one, like, that one's ours.
How
like,
does
if
that
we have
work?
Leftover, then they can have it.
Like,
yeah,
I guess
we international
just,
level.
Yeah, we have a ton of cash. So we'll pay people cash for to be here. Right, like
yeah,
and it seems like if like another country just had more money than America, wouldn't Pfizer just be like, oh, sorry, we actually have to sell it to these guys? They're paying top dollar.
Really?
What are you?
Trump said it would be free. He said it would be free.
That's exactly why we have to sell it to España.
Yeah, and it has to travel there in a fucking refrigerated container of -70 Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Oops. I'll figure out I'll help them, because I know that's like part of the issue is that it's so hard to distribute because it's got to be refrigerated, but I can just drive around with my truck, and I have like I got one of those like old styrofoam coolers from the bodega for 4th of July. I don't have the top to it, but you do like chip ice.
You don't have
I
anything.
Can make some runs.
Don't focus on like logistics, because you're not smart enough to even, I guess, go to a barbecue. Logistics. You definitely can't. You're not going to be in charge of distributing.
I don't have to be in
vaccine.
Charge of. I don't have to be in. You're misconstruing what I'm saying. I do not need to be in charge of the logistics. I'd like to be consulted and I'd like to be included. And if they want to make me the lead engineer when it comes to delivering the vaccine, and if they want me to be in charge of the logistics, as you mentioned, which I'm not angling for, but I'm willing to throw my hat in the ring if they hear what I have to say, then I'd be down for the right amount of cash. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't need the job.
Otherwise, what? They would use professionals that have dealt with this before. Yeah. Otherwise, they won't hire your dumbass. Otherwise, they'll go through the
good luck finding channels. Good luck finding another cooler, because they don't sell them at the bodega, not during the summer. Okay,
it's
that's all
just,
I'll say.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say. Good luck finding another cooler. Good luck.
Nice. Yeah. Actually, my friend does sysops for Maersk, which is like an international shipping container service.
Really?
Yeah, mini. And so she's like sort of angling for that lead.
Sysops for Maersk. Every time I see
that person who does it.
Every time I see it, like a shipping container, I think
the
of
Maersk.
That.
You're gonna need to use Maersk anyway. All right, this is advice podcast. After all, it's not just about exporting, importing viral loads. It's about helping people out of their sticky, like the floor at Coppers situations.
That's correct. Remember, I told you about my sticky situation. Oh, I told you about it on our Patreon. My
The what? Oh, your car sort of breaking down, every light illuminated, and that's because a rodent chewed through a wire under your hood.
Yes, that's right. Just thought I'd give you a quick little update. It's not, I think I told you that it's not covered under my warranty. And then I also, it sounds like my insurance does cover it, but they don't do it in a timely fashion and they don't give me a rental car. So I don't have rental car insurance. I don't understand where the money goes.
So you pay for insurance, something happened to your car, then you have to pay to fix that and then also pay for a rental car.
Yeah, I have to pay the full deductible because it's going to be, it costs, evidently this wire just like goes all throughout my car and to fix it, they have to rewire the entire thing. So it's going to take 2 weeks, no car. Did I mention that this, like whatever they started using the wire, like to make the wires, like apparently rodents fucking love it because it's a soy-based material. So like I have to, not only do I have to fix it, rent my own car, then next, like in 2 weeks when I get it back, I have to like rodent-proof my car so I can deal with Toyota's fucking wires that they developed, I guess, to be rat food.
So the wires are technically a Slim Jim that connects the front of your car to the back. And you have to replace that with metal or something that rats don't like to eat. Are trained to eat.
Insane.
And then to rent a car, you just have to do that over Thanksgiving, you know, the worst time to rent a car. So you have to go to a rental car place that's busy and crowded, pay top dollar for the next 2 weeks. What, $100, $200 a day? In addition to everything.
I've decided to just not have a car. I'm not going to do the rental thing. That's too much. It's bridge too far.
Yeah, that's asking a little bit too much. That's true. And then who's supposed to know all this stuff? Like to know what your insurance covers and whether the rats are biting through the soybean wiring. Is that stuff that you have to find out the hard way?
That is one of the weird things, because like to the person at Toyota and to my insurance guy, this was like nothing to them. They're like, she called me, the Toyota person, and she's like, so like bad news, like a rodent chewed through your wire harness. And I was like, what? She's like, it happens a lot. Like, well, no one told me. No, I could have fucking bought this. I could have bought this spray for my engine earlier. I could have. Yeah. There's like these like LED sonic lights that you can put down there that annoy the rodent. I would have done this stuff in advance because I would have liked to not have to deal with this. And then the insurance guy called me. He was like, yeah, so I heard a rodent chew through your wire harness. I'm like, yes. Isn't that insane? Isn't that crazy?
No, not for me. It's sort of par for the course. It's my job as a rodent wire harness trainer to sort of see this kind of stuff.
Hey, Jake, how's it going? I'm the rat guy. Yeah.
So if somebody told you a year ago, it's like, do you want to opt into the LED system so that when a rat chews through your soy wire, you'll be covered?
I would have opted.
Would you be like, yeah, I'm in?
I would have opted in because I live in New York City where there's rats. There's just rats all over the place. So
yeah,
I would have seen this coming. If there was an insurance or a coverage that was like, do you want to protect yourself from like rats chewing through your car? I think I would have been like, that sounds like something that could happen. Or maybe I would be like, why would that happen? And then they would be like, well, we coat the wires in soy sauce.
Technically it's a lo mein noodle that connects your carburetor to the back. What's that thing called? It's like
the muffler.
It's a type of
exhaust
warranty, like the chain, the block train, the air train or something.
I don't know.
It's like a type of warranty. This covers the train, the
block train, block chain.
Yeah, block train technology. Yeah, we're not adults is the problem. And when you tell an adult in your life, like your father or Jill's father, are they like, yeah, I've heard of that? Or are they like, that's a weird one even for me?
Yeah, I don't know where to start. And I like call, and I'm talking to the insurance guy, I'm talking to the Toyota person. And eventually at the end of the day, I call Jill and like catch her up. And she responds like,
leave me alone, I'm with my family. You said you don't want to come.
Yeah, her new boyfriend FaceTimed me.
Yeah, it turns out he's a mechanic, so he sort of knows about this shit. Powertrain. Does that sound familiar? Powertrain warranty.
Oh, yeah, powertrain, for sure. Yeah, she just texts me like 9 times in a row, like everything her dad is saying. Like, insurance should cover it. Are the rats nesting under the hood? Progressive's online thing says it covers it. If you have comprehensive insurance, what's your deductible? Like, just all the answers, all of the words, like, just at the top of his head. Like, I didn't even know. I don't think I could have said any of those things when I found out. She's like, a rodent chewed through your wire harness. I'm like, how? Why did that happen?
How much can I pay you to get rid of it?
What
you
do need I the do? Wire.
Really?
I'm scared of rats and mice. Is it a gerbil, ma'am?
No, I said it was a rat. You're not listening to me. You're drooling.
I'll put a hamster sort of wheel under the hood, and maybe that'll fix
Never mind.
It.
You shouldn't be driving. You should not be driving. And then when you go to a car place, you know, they're experts and you're not. So they'll tell you literally anything. And you just have to nod stupidly.
They can talk circles around me and I'll have to give them cash.
Yeah. And they could be like, the muffler costs $400, or they could say it costs $800, or they could say it costs $1,200. You just have to say, yeah, that's true. That's how much it costs. That's correct. Of course.
Well, all you can do though is like, the only thing that I did learn, I can never learn what things actually cost or what they do or what they are, but you can take the quote and show it to a bunch of other people. Okay. And that's where they get cagey. That's where the prices start to come down. Like, all right, well, I don't want to fix that now. Can I, like, I'm going to get some other quotes and be like, well, we could do this for this, you know?
Well, don't talk to another expert because he'll tell you it's actually half that. So who told you about the quote thing? That sort of unravels our entire business model.
Yeah, we really can't have you sharing our prices with anyone.
And that's the beauty of a capitalist society with competition. Everybody is fighting to get to the lowest price and to land on a price that's good for the supplier and the demand. And then together you figure out the fair market value of this wires that's made out of rat food for them.
Yeah, the real winner right here is the rat, because they're just fucking, it's just rat food on every single street. They get under that hood and it's like, hey baby, that's Soybean City, good for you.
Yeah, every car is a Thanksgiving feast for a rat and its family in New York City. Oh, to be a rat, that's the best thing.
A rat king, a smorgasbord.
The best thing to do is to eventually die and come back as a rat in New York City. That you don't have to pay for jack shit. You just eat cars and old pizza boxes.
I will feast upon the city.
All right. We do have some questions to answer. All right. Let's take a break right now and we'll come back and answer as many as humanly possible after these messages.
Yeah.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's right. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so it's fitness, more of a fitness yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we are back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than 5. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. I don't, but I think you've just made a life improvement for yourself, haven't you?
That's right. I'm currently standing up for maybe the first podcast we've ever recorded.
Wow. Wow.
That's right.
Do you prefer standing up to pod? Do you like this better?
I think so. I think it keeps me like engaged and it doesn't hurt my back because I'm standing upright. When I'm sitting, like invariably I'm hunched over and eventually it starts to hurt. So if I'm standing up, that's like I'm doing good posture-wise, and I feel more engaged. Yeah, test it out. Try it out. I feel like a radio show with or a radio host with like a lot of energy. I'm like, I can't sit down. I just got to like stand up and talk and like sort of jog in place, and it feels a little bit more active.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Unfortunately, putting my mic fully standing, I'm still... I have to lean
over.
You're
hunched over.
I have to hunch.
Yeah, what this isn't. What if you hold it and stand up with it? Is the wire long
Freddie
enough to
Mercury
do that?
Style. Yeah, that's
yeah, exactly.
Good.
Oh, that's really cool. Now it's like,
we will podcast.
And like, right. So instead of rock and roll music, we're just sort of talking to nerds around the world.
Instead of like, like a beautiful sea of people all moved by my music, it's me alone. My parents' guest room.
Right. And like a couple hundred people in Australia will download and listen to it later or something.
That's tight. I mean, that is tight. Yeah. Shout out to Australia.
But I probably should have done this earlier, but I'm glad I finally got it done. It's the electric standing desk too. So you see how it's like lowering right now?
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, now it can go up.
And what about your when you're in your chair, is your chair a drafting height or is it like a regular table height chair? Is it a stool-ish?
It can go up and down. So I can sit in this stoolish chair and sort of stay at this table, or I could just stand. And so far I've been standing more than sitting.
Damn. That's very nice.
Try it out. Test it out. It might be for you. A lot of people dislike standing desks. They think it's a farce, a hoax, an actual witch hoax, actually.
Yeah. I kind of prefer to sit. I like sitting. But I often, in the last two offices we've had, I've had a standing desk. I just mostly brought it to stool height and sat down.
Yeah. Well, it's not the sitting or standing that I dislike. It's the posture that I had when I was sitting. It never felt like I was fully upright. Sometimes I would remind myself to stand up straight or sit up straight. But when I'm standing, it's naturally like that.
I think you have better standing posture than I do. Like when I found myself standing at the standing desk, I would constantly just like lean both elbows onto my desk and like find a way to hunch from standing.
Yeah. Right. But I guess at the office, you're there for like 8 hours straight. And at home, it's like, all right, you record a little, you go to the kitchen, you come back, you work a little, you leave. So it's never just like confined like an actual office. Maybe.
That's true. Let me ask you this. Did you get the floor mat, the cushion?
No, I'm actually on a carpet naturally. So,
that's nice.
So far I haven't had to have like extra padding. But yeah, I understand for your feet, you're going to need like an extra layer, yeah. Right?
And when you walk about your house, is there a slipper action? Do you go barefoot? You socks?
Socks if it's chilly, like now it's a little cold, but usually barefoot, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're crying.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Because you're fully crocked out, right? You need the rubber support.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think I talked about this because I think it might have been my other unsolicited at one point. But I upgraded my Crocs and Ufos to a more aesthetic slipper and a sandal. Yeah.
Well, with still the support of a Croc.
Yes. I wear rubber Birkenstocks now. I don't think they're quite as supportive as Crocs, but they do fit my feet a little bit better. So my foot doesn't like... In Crocs... This is the part of the podcast where people just tune out for 5 minutes while I talk about comfort footwear.
But you're putting the pod back into podiatry. But yeah, continue.
Crocs have the clog shape, you know. So your foot is a little too free inside that pocket. It can come off the shoe entirely if you're walking fast.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
And I think some of my foot issues stem from not having the support directly under my feet. Like I don't want my foot bending too much. I don't want that metatarsal to be like fully, you know,
engaged, twisted. Yeah. Bent.
Engaged. Yeah. So yeah, it's loading and unloading and I just want it flat. And the Birkenstocks keep my foot closer to the foam and I like them a lot.
That's good.
And
have you considered,
better.
You know, the, what did you have? The rolling stool? That's the
thing. The
that
saddle chair?
You couldn't put anywhere. Yeah, the saddle chair. But like when you first broke your heel, you had one of those.
It was a knee scooter.
Yeah, knee scooter. Have you considered two electrical knee scooters? That's sort of, you ride around
sort of
like a
water
sleigh
skiing.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're water skiing around the house, putting no pressure on your feet. But you're like, yeah,
it's not,
getting used
I mean,
to it in that regard.
I haven't thought about it, but it would be interesting. I think in my old place where when I first fucked up my foot, I used to live in like an open like studio. It was like a big loft and I was like a minimalist. I had nothing. I didn't even have any rugs in that place. So my knee scooter was a dream in there. It was like I was in Big or something, you know, just like skateboarding around my house. Like when I had to go to the bathroom from my bed, I would just scoot all the way in like one push and it was awesome. And then when I got my surgery this year, Jill and I live in like a one bedroom apartment and the rooms are smaller. So I was like, I couldn't have done a scooter in there. You know, there's too many doors you have to go in and out, too many hallways.
Tight turns.
Yeah. So I don't think I would be able to do the two knee scooters here, but in my old place, in a different life, I would definitely be into it. Yeah.
That's cool. If you get like a giant $10 million open floor plan, like the kind where the living room just opens up into the pool or something.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be awesome. I have a ramp and I would scoot directly out onto the pool and go and launch myself into the pool.
Yeah.
On the knee scooter.
That's dope. Yeah.
I would do knee scooter really cool. Tricks. Okay.
Oh, that's really cool. So like it's like a couch, but it's also a ramp.
Yeah. I would be the Bucky Lasik of knee scooters.
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Like, all those TikTok influencers that live in that house, like, yeah, in fucking Bel Air, like, we should do that. Like, we should either infiltrate it or, like, get down there somehow and, like, introduce ourselves as, like, the fun-loving uncles of the group. And then we can sort of just, like, chill out with these hot 18 and 19-year-olds yeah, that are dancing for cash.
Not the way you're talking about them. We cannot pretend. We cannot infiltrate. You're talking about infiltrating
hot teenagers. I'll delete this part of the pod.
No, I'm out.
Yeah. So instead of, like, forming a boy band,
I know, just, like, what is crash instead of?
Sway LA.
Stop pitching like that. Okay?
Because you're in?
Yes. I'm getting on my stop first pitching flight since March.
Just so you can visit Sway LA. Yes, dude. That's what
you
I'm
still
talking
you
about.
Still on TikTok as much as you were before? Same amount?
No, less so. Yeah. Less so. I've been posting less and just on the app less. It's sad, really. Did you see Twitter is now starting to do, like, disposable tweets? Everyone's sort of trying their own little thing.
Instagram's doing reels. And
yeah.
Facebook's doing it too, I think. And now Snapchat's
Instagram trying to do it. Is ruthless. It's absolutely ruthless. They're like, Snapchat's coming, we'll do stories. TikTok's coming, we'll do reels. It's like, you're just clearly copying your competition. I hate that it works very well. It is working.
It's true. But all the apps are bad. They're all bad. My screen time is at an all-time low.
Really? You've been able to remove yourself from the screen more so than usual?
Definitely since the election was called. I still look, but I think I was like, I had a sickness, like just look an unhealthy amount wanting to know what was like going on. So I'm following that a lot less closely. And then deleting TikTok, looking at Instagram like once or twice a day. It's nice.
I am spending a lot less time thinking about Trump. Like, it used to be like all day, every day, he was in charge and I was like nervously checking to see what he said.
Yep.
Now it's all just like sort of the ramblings of a madman who's going to be not president anymore. So that's nice.
Yeah, it's super fun. And I was like a little bit anxious, even though I said I wasn't, because I wanted to posture some positivity, but like I was a little worried he was going to steal the election. So I'm really glad that they started certifying the results and stuff. That was cool.
Yeah, you were like, I always borderline rooting for him to steal it. So like,
because it would have been
lose,
so insane.
But then and then like all my friends were like, don't worry about it, it's not going to happen. Then I can sort of rub it in their faces too. Like, oh really? You didn't think it was going to happen? Well, it did. So like Trump lost and my fucking liberal ass friends lost. So like double fuck you to all those guys. So like I just want to see the world burn a little bit. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Like totally. I still don't want him.
That's why you voted for him in the first place.
Well, I voted third party. So I voted for a third party. Not a third party candidate, but having a third party. You know, like all the like dance parties at like the gas station, how you went to like the pool or like the park the day he lost.
You wanted to.
Yeah. So that was the first party, right? And then I went to another party the next day. And then for the third party, I did something completely different. I went to Joe Jorgensen's headquarters and I started flying drones around there until they had me tased, arrested, and disposed of. They threw me in a dumpster. It was bizarre behavior. I was erratic that week.
Wow.
we got an interesting question about gross pandemic sex. Yeah.
Okay. All right, fine. Let's answer.
I know we haven't gotten to any questions yet, but I figured, you know what? This is an advice show after all. Let's try to at least help one person. We need a female name who's 32 years old, who's dealing with, let's call her Corona. Corona? Yeah, that's a name, right?
My Corona.
Corinne. Yeah, my Corona writes, hi, I'm a 32-year-old Frau writing from an undisclosed location in Europe. I just want to get the uncouth part out of the way. I've been sleeping with someone I met on an app for the past couple months. Yes, during a pandemic. Yes, I feel guilty about it. Yes, you can judge me. But are single people supposed to stay celibate until this shit is over on top of everything else? So while problematic, this isn't the problem I need help with. Wow, got it? She's already telling us to back off.
All right, fair.
The problem is that this guy's house is a fucking mess, repulsively so. He has shit all over his bedroom floor. He seems to use his bed as a dirty laundry basket, and don't even get me started on the kitchen and bathroom, and he has only one fucking pillow on his bed. He's a single dude in his mid-20s, so I'm willing to overlook a bit of his mess, but this shit is next level gross. To clarify, I don't want to date this guy, but I do want to keep sleeping with him because he's very hot and very good at sex, but I also want to really want him to clean his room before I come over. Ideally, get a second pillow in there. Is there any way I can make this happen without coming across like an overbearing psycho? I'm not his mother or potential girlfriend, so telling him to clean his room seems crazy, but is there any other way? P.S. My own bedroom shares a super thin wall with my roommate, so relocating to my apartment is not an option. The pandemic means my roommate is always fucking home, which means I'm never fucking home. Thank you for your support.
I think you must speak your truth. I think you got to hit him with this news.
Really? So yeah. You have to say, hey, the sex is great, but your place is a fucking rat-infested SUV.
Yeah. Maybe there's a way to ask these as questions, like, do you ever do your laundry or something? Oh, when's the good. Last time yeah. you did? Like, just next time
Let's play
you're
truth
there.
Or dare. Yeah.
You just ask some needling questions. But I think yeah. all, you could also just come clean and be like, hey, I like sleeping with you, but this is nasty. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah, laundry on the bed. Unfolded wet laundry on the bed during
sex. It's definitely
sex.
Not. I feel like you could separate these two things out. Like, you could definitely ask him to get another pillow. That's within your rights if you're sleeping over there a lot. Unless he gives you the pillow every time you sleep over, because then it's like, you know, that's on him.
One pillow. That's some really depressing shit right there. One pillow.
Yeah. I think that you can also, if it helps, like, think about this as being beneficial to him as well. It's not like selfish to be like, this guy needs to clean his room so I can sleep better. It's like, this guy should clean his room for future relationships, since you don't want to date him. Like, he'll find it easier to date if he's clean.
Yeah. So you give him like tips on your way out, yeah. almost like, hey,
an exit interview.
This isn't, yeah. Or you can like almost like bluff a little bit, be like, hey, this is not working out for me. The sex is great, but your place is just too dirty. So I think I'm going to head out. And then he could be like, no, wait, I'll clean for you. Or like, yeah, I know that makes sense. I haven't brushed my teeth in a week. So like, it's pretty, pretty cool you even come over at all.
What if, first of all, gross. What if you started inviting him over, not to fuck, but just to be like, let's hang out at my place, because it's like cleaner and I like being there better. Because I think your place is, you don't even have to say your place is gross, but you can just be like, I want to hang out at my place because it's like really, it's like nice and neat. It's like
I'm weird like that.
Yeah. Like, I'm
actually random.
Just invite him to your place. Invite him to your place. You don't have to say why. Just like, yeah, come to my place. He tries to make a move. You're like, no, my roommate's home. We shouldn't have sex. And then he's like, why did you invite me over? It's like, oh, your place is gross, you know?
And he'll be like, gross, I never thought of it like that. is it the wet laundry or the fact that I don't really brush or pick up my after myself in the bathroom or kitchen?
Do you think that people that live a nasty lifestyle like are aware that it's nasty and they don't care? Or do they not think about it? Or they're like, they just don't place a value on being clean and they're like, it's fine? Or they think they're clean and like even their mess is not messy?
I think it's the thing where you walk into a room and it's like you smell the smell, but if you've been in that room for 12 hours, you don't really smell it anymore. Mm-hmm. So you get used to a stink, or you get used to an aesthetic, or you get used to a mess where it doesn't like jar you because you're so used to seeing it.
Right.
So I bet this guy's like, yeah, it's a little messy around here, but it's not that bad. But like, if you come from a clean place to his place, it's like, holy shit.
It's like being able to like sit in the smell of your own fart. You're like, I'm not gross. This came from me.
How bad can it be?
But then, yeah, like,
it was in my colon and now it's in my nose. That's fine.
A closed loop.
Yeah. But if somebody else farted near me, that's disgusting. It's savage. It's gross. And this person deserves to clean after himself. What if she starts cleaning?
I don't think that's fair. But you can, I guess I did this with my college roommate. Like, you don't have to actually clean, but you can tidy in a way that makes him aware that it's like not good for you. You know, like take all of the laundry and be like, I don't want to sleep on all of your dirty clothes, and just like put them in the corner. you don't have to like do his laundry. You don't have to like clean or fold anything. But if you just kick all of the mess from one spot to another to get it out of your way, that's an indicator that he should clean. And also it's like kind of, it's a stopgap solution.
Yeah, for now. But I guess the slippery slope there is if it's like, all right, you did that. Now it's like, all right, let me just also use this toilet brush and get rid of the grime around your toilet bowl.
No.
And also, okay, there's some rust on your sink. Actually, do you have any gloves? I brought Clorox, but I really shouldn't be inhaling this powder.
You can offer, if it's important to you, you can offer to help him clean, so to like give it a little reset. And that'll probably take, you know, I bet it like took a couple months for him to get it to this point. So maybe you do a little reset. You start fresh. You're like, hey, let's do quarantine cleaning. Wouldn't that be a fun activity? You get the apartment back to a hundo and then let it slowly decay over time. But maybe by then, the vaccine's out. You can go and date somebody else.
Or what if you sort of like see how much you can push him before he cleans the place? So like the place is fucking gross, but if you're like, hold on a second, I have to go to the bathroom. Actually, whatever. Who gives a shit, right? I'm all for this mess. And you just pop a squat near his bed and start taking a dump on the floor and be like, what? Who gives a shit about mess? Am I right? Is he going to be like, oh my God, that's awesome.
Should we throw out your pillow? I don't even know why we need one. I don't mind sleeping on the mattress.
One cold, flat pillow. The worst pillow.
It's not bad. It's not a bad idea. I could actually get behind that one.
Yeah, so either clean up or push him into a mess so deep that he has to clean his way out of it.
I like that.
Or be willing to walk away, have an honest conversation with him, be like, I would like to continue doing this, but you need to do this.
That is a pure heart rule.
He'll make his decision accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One question, but you know what? We packed a lot into this episode. We discussed the highs and lows of rats, standing desks, and
copper face
actually
jacks.
Answered. Yeah, stickiness, both the floors and the situation. But if you have your own questions or your own theme songs, send everything down to ifireyoushow@gmail.com. And if you want more of us talking to each other, we're watching our videos, our old Jake and Amir videos on our Patreon every week.
That's right.
Patreon.com/JA. And we're even doing video AMAs on there as well.
Correct.
Answering your holiday questions this month. So check that out. The closing theme song is just the continuation. This guy, Joe Crow, so talented, sent us a 2-minute theme song. So we only played the first minute of it at the top. We're going to play the last minute of it as the closing. So thank you to Joe Crow. Thanks to you guys for listening. And as always, we'll be back next week.
Woo!
Ciao, everybody.
If your parking spotting makes you physically sick, or you can't decide if you should buy a WhatsApp pick, but give you semi-pro advice to get you out of that sitch. And if it turns out that it was you who's the sleaze, they'll put you on blast and will be most displeased. But you don't care, cause you just wanted to seize the cheese. If I were you, if I were you, it's the greatest advice podcast hosted by these two dudes. So let Jake and Amir into your life, they will surely free you of strife. If I were you, yes, dude, you know it's true. If I were you, if I were you, it's the greatest podcast in the world, hosted by these dudes. So let Jake and Amir into your life, and that's on you to break up with your wife. If I were you, yes, dude, you know it's true. If I were you.
Was a HeadGum original.